Hey folks, just a short informal audio interview here from September 12th, where I chatted with the venerable Marty Hall and NENSA's Justin Beckwith. Both are involved with the region's emerging roller ski scene. Justin with his stout organizing capacities and Marty with his depth of knowledge and philanthropy. And if you're racing this weekend in the roller ski series in Lake Placid, best of luck. Marty, you hear me okay? Confirm or deny?
Yes, I do.
Great. Justin?
Yeah, I hear Marty great. He sounds like he's a little bit of an antique, but I don't know. That was supposed to be funny, Marty.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
I was trying to say your sound quality, Marty, is just a hair off, but it's pretty darn good.
It is, let's see, it's September 12th. And so, Justin, where are you?
I'm in Warren, Vermont.
And Marty, where are you?
I'm in Durham, New Hampshire. Home of the Wildcats.
That's true. We're obviously having this a timely discussion because, Justin, what is going on this weekend? And if you kind of describe that event before we kind of get into some other questions.
Yeah, well, we're hosting the second and third races of a six-race series now in the third year of the NENSA Roller Ski Race Series. And so that's the Adirondack Roller Ski Mini Tour. And so it's our only weekend event, and it's a really neat opportunity where we'll have three races. We have a 3K prologue on Saturday, followed by a 1.5K cross country cross on roller skis, and that is called the Lake Placid Double Day. And then what we're doing this year is using the time standing from the Double Day, the Saturday event, to do a pursuit start on Sunday for the climb to the castle, which is the major climb up to the top of the Whiteface Toll Road.
For the climb to the castle, will you have sort of fastest time of day in addition to obviously the overall winner?
Yeah, it's a huge endeavor for, we're asking a lot of the timers for sure. And they're totally up to the deal, but you know, there'll actually be three sets of results for Saturday, both individual competitions and then the combined times. And the combined times will determine the start list for the second day. And then there'll be another competition. So we have three separate competitions, and we have prizes for each of those for junior, open, and masters. And then we're going to recognize the top three from the mini tour of the whole weekend, male and female, with both prizes and actually this year we've just in the last 2 days, actually in the last day, built in a cash purse for the event. So Marty, I just wanted to thank you for your amazing support and motivation over the last 3 years. You've donated $5,200 directly to athletes in our roller ski program in the past 3 years. And even more to NENSA, whether or not we want to talk about that or not. And I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about why you thought that was so important that you are able to put that much money into athlete development.
Well, I hope I'm kickstarting something that other people will chime in and do also, because I'm sure there are people out there that have the money and can do this kind of thing. And these kids are not making a bundle of money. They're spending a bundle of money on their careers. So you know, anything we can do to help them, I'm sure they appreciate it. And we've had that kind of feedback from the people we've given money to these last 3 years. And it's exciting to us. I get teary-eyed about it when they come up and talk to me and Kathy. And we'll continue to do it, and as we move along in our retirement here, we may realize some money, more money, and we'll use it accordingly. We just hope, you know, and I understand that Joey Lamb and who's the other person?
Ed Finity,
have also supported your races over there, so the ball is rolling, and there are people out there that can do it. We're lucky in that we haven't got any children to give our money to when we finally kick off into the run, and so we like using it this way. And you know, both Kathy was a school teacher for a long time, and of course I was a ski coach. And it's not hard to believe how many people were involved with from those days. I still have skiers that I deal with a lot. So it's fun for us.
Yeah, and maybe I can just interject a little bit about what happened yesterday. I was over dropping off some more equipment and getting ready for the weekend event. And, well, I'll go out and say it. My wife might kill me, but I was able to sneak in 9 holes with Joe. And we got to talking about skiing, as of course you do when you're looking at the ski jumps and playing at the beautiful Lake Placid Club. And Marty's name came up, and he said, "So what's Marty? You know, what do you?" I said, "Well, I'm actually we're doing a little interview, and we're talking about the reasons why Marty's sponsoring this." And he says, "So without hesitation, he says, what's the prize money for Lake Placid?" And I had to say, "Well, there isn't any." And he said, "Well, we're going to talk about that for a little bit."
So he gives us, he says, here's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to, what do you do for your other events? We're going to match that, you know, and we're going to do $250 for the winner of the male and female event, because Rosnell comes in at a very similar level at our next race in Jericho in October. And I said, "Well, Marty, both of you guys are great, but Joe, this is amazing, you know?" And so we just talk and have a great time. And I'm halfway home, and I'd made a little announcement, because obviously I think this is important. And Mr. Finnerty wrote me a message, and he said, "Well, if Joe's in, you know, for $500, I'm in for $350, and we're going to give, you know," so now we have prize money for the weekend. That's $250 for the win, $100 for second, and $75 for third. So it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. We've talked about, you know, an individual coming forward at the beginning, maybe to motivate manufacturers and retailers for this effort we've been doing in roller skiing. And so this is the third year we've been doing the roller ski series. And because Marty stepped up in 2017, we were able to secure a series sponsor for 2018 in Bag Bomb. And then we were able to secure a prize sponsor in Swix for 2018. And that sort of established another base level. And then in 2019, we have a retailer come in here, and it's really exceptionally opportune time, because Brian Delaney from High Peak Cyclery has stepped up and raised the bar of what it takes to be the series sponsor. And then this year we've partnered with Enjoy Winter, again, which is the Sweenor Blizz and antifreeze face tape. Sweenor is already the official roller ski of NENSA, and the ski we're using for our match skis for series, and also outreach to clubs and, you know, coaches education. And then where I was going with the question is that he's created this. I think Joe Lamb again asked me a question halfway through that, like, "Well, how do we get the other people involved? You know, how do we get the hotel in town interested in this?" And it couldn't be more opportune. I think Marty's created this. It's a really wonderful vision, because I think a lot of times we think about how somebody's going to sponsor something, and have a positive impact on their business. And I think we're kind of getting and pointing in a different direction, which I think might be a lot of the success that we see in Norway and other places, where it's not really about how, when I give you 6 apples, I get back 7 oranges. It's more like cross-country skiing and sport development is important, and we believe in it, and it's exciting. And that's not really a question, Marty, but I think maybe you could talk to that a little bit.
Well, the big thing for me in regards to all this, it's not that I'm making this go. I'm just part of the show, but I do have opinions, and essentially, when it comes to what you've created, Justin, with your series, is what has been going on in Europe for 5 or 6 years now. And in thinking about our overall program and where it is in the world, and of course the girls are great, but they fell off a little bit this last winter, no medals at the World Championships. We need to be racing. It's pure and simple. We need to be racing in the summertime on roller skis. And you're an exciting program, and there's no way the rest of the country can be missing this. Now, in regards to thinking about getting their programs going, and then if that happens, just think of the hundreds of kids, maybe even thousands of kids that'll be racing in the summertime. And you know, when it comes down to the physiology of the sport, by racing that, I mean, in Norway, they race 10, 15, 20 times in the summer. And they're huge races, huge money, huge prizes, huge crowds. This can happen here in North America, in the United States, too. So it had to start somewhere, and Justin, you've got it going.
Thanks for listening to this audio short. If you want more information on the NENSA Roller Ski Series, head over to nensa.net and explore their events menu. Thanks.